Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I am Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner is off today. She's actually recovering. She had foot surgery. So sending out some love and well wishes to Lindy today. But we do have a special guest with Diamond Merchant Solutions. We have my good friend, Dana Diamond, and I'm so happy, Dana, that you are here.
I'm so happy to be here, Stace. Thank you so much for inviting me to come out. I'm really super excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know, this show is all about the things that matter to us. It's our families, it's our faith, it's our futures, it's our finances. And what I really was so inspired by you and have been, because I've known Dana now for a couple years, what I've been so inspired by is that you are a female entrepreneur and you are just going out there every day, and not just working for yourself, but you're actually trying to connect other businesses and help other businesses get to the next level. And, you know, we hear about this a lot, right? You know, women on women crime kind of thing, you know, women trying to tear each other down. Yeah. But I really, for the most part, I see the opposite, right? I see there's so many amazing women entrepreneurs that are just really trying to lift everybody else up. And that's what I see in you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. And I agree. There has been a lot of woundedness in the marketplace, if you will, in women, in the relationships that women are having with each other. It has become a very competitive, more of a masculine type energy there. But my goal is not to compete. I don't feel a call to compete with anybody. But yeah, more or less to come along and elevate the marketplace, merchants, business owners, business professionals, to a place where they're all actually coming together and being a resource unto each other. So I just want to be able to provide through networking, through working with other local businesses in the community, a place where people can come together and just connect with each other like family. Yeah. More than anything.
And how I met Dana was through a networking organization that was here in Crossville at the time, which was called the Business Network Connection. And so when I started going to BNC, it was really thriving. Really, I mean, there was just a lot of energy. And then we had some issues with meeting places.
Right.
And then you have attrition, right? I mean, you know, kind of as you start doing something new and exciting, you get a lot of people. And then after a bit of it, it just kind of went a different direction that wasn't always so positive.
Correct.
And, but that's how I met Dana, because you had actually started BNC in the Cookeville area.
Correct. Yes.
And then had come to a meeting here. So through all of this, I ended up, my husband and I, going to the Cookeville meetings.
Right.
And I love the Cookeville meetings because the group, there's a core group down in Cookeville that are truly the movers and shakers. And one of the people that we've had on is Blair Dudley. And I call him the unofficial mayor of Cookeville.
I mean,
if you ever want to get connected with somebody, Blair either knows them, is related to them, or will be soon.
All right.
He is a connector.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, he is a wonderful connector. And, you know, that's what I found is that he had such a platform with Hip Cookeville, right? But not having the space that he could go in and just be Blair. You know, my tagline that I made for Blair was unapologetically authentic Blair Dudley, because that really describes him, right? Yeah. He's out there, he's just hustling it, like you said, like some of the rest of us are, and he's trying to make his mark in a community, and he's trying to bring help. Yeah. And that's what we started, actually, I started seeing that just form in and of itself in BNC. Really, I've only been just the person that holds the space to just comes and opens the door and leads the meeting. It's the people that made it what it is. You understand? When you come around that table and you start finding out that you're a real human being and you're having struggles, and Blair saying, I won't step in any type of organization where the people can't be who they really are. And if I can't be who I really am, then this is not my place, right? So BNC is that place where you all can come and feel safe and to expose yourselves as not just business leaders, but humans.
Yeah.
right? And connect with one another and find out through the conversations. And you see it happen all the time. Oh, you need a cake made for your daughter's birthday? Well, my wife wants me to go here, and there's no of these cakes. But this business owner across the table actually has a hobby of making cakes on the side. And who knew? And here she went and made a cake for these people. Yeah. It just connects. It all connects. And you find
and that's actually a true story. That just happened.
That just happened. Oh, yeah. One of our members saved another member's marriage because she made a cake. And that's not her main business, mind you. But we all have those gifts and talents. And that's what I believe networking really is authentically. It's not just about making profit of sharing referrals with one another and we grow our businesses, blah, 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 blah. But also using the other gifts that we all have selflessly to help one another with what we need. And now more than ever, we're heading into our future right now, right?
And one of the things that I really appreciated about BNC was from a nonprofit perspective, nonprofits do not pay a membership fee.
That is correct. They are free.
Fantastic. And then for business owners, it's $25 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that is so minor. $25 a month. When you start looking at the conversations, Scott, what you're saying, the conversations that are held around our lunch table.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll have one of us will present each week.
Yeah.
And it may be one of us who are members, or it could be somebody that's a guest speaker. But there's always a speaker, and it's about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yep.
But the coolest part for me of the meeting is before that, because we'll all go around the table, and I think you say it so well, we're your sales force, right? Tell us what's going on in your business this week. Tell us what's happening.
Yep.
How can we help? How can we get the word out?
Yep.
Because anybody who's ever done any kind of business knows the best source of advertising, aside of radio, is word of mouth.
Yes.
I mean, it just is.
Right.
It just is. Knowing that you have that personal referral and connection is humongous.
It is. It is. It really is. And yes, you're right. We get a 15, 20 time span to present. Tell us about you. Tell us about your business. Tell us what about your family, your hobbies. What do you enjoy doing? And then we talk about our businesses and how can we, my business is bad this week or so. How can we support you? What can we do? I got involved in network marketing in 2006 from an internet perspective. I was a stay-at-home mom having babies, and I was just doing internet marketing stuff through health and wellness stuff, right? What do they call MLM stuff?
Okay.
And I learned, I went to all these conferences and webinars and stuff, and I learned that networking was not about who you know. It's about who they know.
Yes.
And that there's conversations that are taking place throughout our lives every single day with lots and lots of people. We learn to listen better when we hear, hey, you know, I'm looking for somebody that can fix this thing in my, or I need somebody to come and watch my, and then it's like, you know what, I know somebody. And how much time does it take for me to say, you know what, I know somebody, here's their number, contact them.
That's right.
Right? So it connects us all together. It's a web. It's a web of connection. And we get to talk about that, you know, like you were saying at the meeting, and really open up and say, hey, how can we help? And I might know somebody that you can call right now.
And it's also not exclusive.
No.
So, you know, there's some networking organizations that are, you're only going to have one of this field and one of that field
right.
and one of the other. And what's really great about that is for Clinch Pal, from the Clinch Pal perspective, you know, we are working in housing and conservation and, you know, building strong communities, right? That's what we do. And we're based out of Rutledge, Tennessee, you know, more past Knoxville. However, we are statewide. And of course, you know, I'm here in the Upper Cumberland. So there's that. However, we also have another Stacy, which confuses people all the time. But we have Stacy Nash, who is with Habitat in Putnam County.
Correct.
And so Stacy is doing similar things, but in a different territory. And we have different grant programs that Clinch Pal has in Cumberland County, but Stacy has in Putnam County.
Right.
So we'll have clients contact us, and it'll be like, well, you know, you're not a good fit for what I've got here.
Right.
But maybe call Stacy, or Stacy will say, hey, you know, not a good fit here, but why don't you give Stacy a call?
Right.
And so it's that collaborative aspect. And we have another mortgage lender, Patty Seagraves, who I adore, who I met through BNC and became very, you know, very good friends with. And Patty and I, Patty does some very specialty loan programs that I can't do.
Right.
So if I have somebody that I can't serve, rather than saying, you know, sorry, you're on your own. It's, hey, you know what? I know this woman, and give Patty a call, tell her I sent you, and then also shoot her a little text and say, hey, be looking for this phone call. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
And this isn't about sharing commission, is it?
No.
It isn't about any of that.
No.
It's about that we want to be able to be a resource to the community.
Yes.
And the last thing you ever want to tell somebody is no and have their spirit broken.
Yeah.
And they can't move on, right?
Right.
So being able to have that collaborative spirit,
yeah,
and working in that same space collaboratively,
correct,
is humongous.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
It is. And, you know, going back to what you had said about the nonprofits, we make nonprofits free membership because they don't have a platform to get in front of for their needs. You know, Habitat for Humanity, Clinch Powell, the couple that you've mentioned, is a very big example of that.
Yeah.
And when you can provide them with a platform that they can get in front of and you can talk and you find that there's other people that actually want to get involved in those nonprofits.
Yeah.
When they find out what you're really doing, they want to be a part of it. And then there's that more collaboration as well. But yeah, it does keep everybody working together. We don't block out competition because we believe that competition drives excellence. We believe that everybody offers something different. You know, Clinch Power, like you just said, offers something different than Habitat does. One insurance company offers products and services that maybe another doesn't. And there's also the component of human connection.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we all don't kind of click together,
yeah,
and that's okay too. We can choose and pick who we want to work with, who we feel most comfortable with, and BNC gives us that expansion to be able to do that as well. You can pick whomever you want to work with here, and nobody's going to take offense to it. The $25, it's not to make money. It's not for profit.
Yeah.
You know, you'll come in, you pay $25. Your first three visits are free, first off. Come and see if we're a good fit. We're a small group, and sometimes a big group is just too overwhelming for people.
Yeah.
So we do have people in our room and our members with our family that are, I can't stand and talk in front of a big room of people. Well, BNC is just great for you, right?
Yeah.
But the $25 is you're going to make whatever sale, and you're going to make your money back right then and there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not for profit, it's for the people, right? It's about transferring and transmuting networking and changing it into a more less transactional, more transparent and authentic.
I just love humans
having relationship with humans.
And what a simple concept, right?
Yeah.
But what a transformative concept at the same time, because it's just not happening, right? You know, we're all trying to get out there and we're all trying to be in front of everybody's faces and we're all trying to hustle.
Yeah.
But why can't we all do that together?
Yeah.
And instead of expending our energies and spinning our wheels and, you know, and living in this lonely kind of existence, especially if you've done any kind of sales, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it would just kind of drain your energy.
Absolutely.
I go to the BNC meetings, and for me, it is rejuvenating because I get into that atmosphere with like-minded people.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That are out there every day, not just trying to support their families, but trying to make a difference in our community and really wanting to make that impact. And then they'll ask me, so tell me more about Clinch Powell, because, you know, this is new to the Upper Cumberland, even though we've been here now for 3 years, really, you know, really hitting hard in this area. We've served it longer than that, but really focusing the last 3 years. You know, tell me more, because we are the new kids on the block.
Right.
Right?
Right.
However, when you look at our impact, you'd be like, wow, for new kids, they're doing pretty good. Yes, absolutely. Clinch Powell is there to play.
Nailing it.
And you know, but it's exciting because these are things, and I hear this every week, I didn't know you did that. I've been looking for someone. Mm-hmm. In fact, we just had a conversation yesterday where one of the members who I'd never met before, because I'd missed a couple meetings, a gentleman who works in owns a barbershop.
Yeah.
And he had said, you know, so we've got, you know, my grandfather's house is on historical land and it needs some repairs. And of course, my first response was, well, you know, is it still in the family?
Right.
You know, is grandpa still alive? No, grandpa's passed. Okay, who's living in it now? Grandma. Okay. So you've got ownership. You've got somebody who's an original owner in the house. Perfect. So we need to talk to grandma. We need to see what kind of repairs she's needing and what the economic situation looks like to see if we, you know, if we're going to be a good fit and be able to help you with some of those repairs.
Yeah.
So again, what comes out of his mouth, I didn't know this existed. I've been looking for somebody.
Yes.
You know, because we don't, as a nonprofit and even as a small business owner, you may not have that budget to be able to go out and buy a radio and TV schedule and buy a newspaper schedule. And, you know, maybe you're doing Facebook ads because you think that they're really inexpensive. And they are.
And
when it comes to but when you take all of it and put it all together and say, okay, you know what? I didn't know that I could buy a radio schedule for $250 a month and be on six stations at once.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah. And we were blown away.
We were talking about that yesterday.
We were talking about that yesterday. We're like, oh my gosh. And the barber had just come for the first time that meeting. And he's like, oh no, that is very affordable.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy cheap.
Totally. Right. He would have never known had he not come.
That's right. And so being able to say, hey, you know, because I do this little show, I've got some knowledge and I can, you know, we can kind of hook you up and put you in the right places. So again, being a mouthpiece for a different side of what I do, because, you know, radio is not my gig. My gig is housing.
Right.
However, you know, because of this little show here, you know, I've got some connection and now I can not only help XYZ business owner, but I can help the radio station too.
Yes.
And so again, it's that connective spirit.
Yes. It all comes back to we're all connected. And that's my personal belief. And that's what I hope to be able to show everybody, the revelation of that. Also, that I want to mention, as far as BNC, there is no mandatory attendance either. You come as often as you can. We ask that you do come often so that we know how we can support you. But it's not mandatory. So you don't have to feel that stress upon you as well. And I know that some of the members have described it is something like a Small Business Owners Anonymous, because we
sometimes it feels that way.
Yeah, because we are at the end of it, we're sitting around the table with food and we're just being a family. We're talking and we're having these conversations, and it's in the midst of those conversations is where we realize we're getting our needs met.
Yeah, we were talking, my husband and I were talking to one of the members yesterday, and he's, you know, maybe looking at changing his career a little bit.
Yeah, yes.
And so we were saying, hey, you know, here's some things, and I had mentioned, you know, here's some industries that I'm seeing from a sales perspective that are killing it right now that I think, you know, if you're interested, here's a name for you to contact. And, you know, so again, it's that spirit. And I think, given what's going on with today, and we're not going to go into politics, I just want to say, given what's going on in our culture today, right, being able to be real and to talk one-on-one from the heart and to share victories and struggles and challenges and wins all at the same time, right?
Yes.
You know, we applaud the wins. We lift up those that are struggling.
Yep.
Being able to be a sounding board. Sometimes you just had a bad day.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Yes.
You need to talk to somebody that understands from that perspective,
totally.
Right? If you own your own business and you're having a rough month, who do you talk to?
Right.
Other than your spouse if you're married, right?
Right, and then, right.
And that doesn't, you know, that's just going to depress everybody.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
But we have a gentleman, and he was there yesterday, and he's like, you know, I'm just here. I've had many businesses. Many of them failed. Some of them were really successful. I don't own a business right now. I'm not doing this for money. I just consider me a source.
Yeah.
I'm here to listen. I'm here to give advice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
That was cool.
That was really awesome. I loved that. And, you know, that's what really ignites me. That's what ignites my heart, is to see when people are coming with absolutely no other agenda except to just want to be a part of, to help.
Yeah.
And to be of service.
Yeah.
And that was such an example of that yesterday. And that just makes my heart just so smile and gets me so excited at the end of the day. And not only that, but to see these people come in. BNC has been in existence now for a little over 3.5 years. And we have members that have been with us since the very, very, very beginning. And I have watched them grow and evolve. I have watched them go from sitting across the table from one another, where I'm getting secret little conversations off to the side of how they're not really clicking together. And now, oh my God, they work so well together.
Yeah.
To be able to watch that and sit back and observe that has been most exhilarating for me.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
So we're going to switch from the professional. We're going to go a little bit on the personal side.
Okay.
So when did you realize that you wanted to be a business owner? Like, this was going to be your path. Do you remember, was there like an epiphany? Had you been in the traditional workforce? Did you just kind of just one day wake up and say, you know what, I got this.
No, honestly, I was a stay-at-home mom for like 25 years. I haven't really honestly been in the marketplace, in the workforce, until 2018, 2019. So up until that time, I in 1996, we'll say, I started having babies and stayed home. And so stay-at-home mom, homeschooled, I had five boys. And
oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Had five boys, had twins, and I had another baby 1 year after the twins. So I had three babies in 1 year.
Wow.
Living in a small holler in Pleasant Shade, and raised my kids, gardened. I was practically living my life like an Amish person, really. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And then it was time for them. They were going into school as they got to be teenagers, and it was time for me to go into the workforce. And for whatever reason, I just went out there and tried whatever. I became an editor at a newspaper. I cleaned houses. I did whatever I had to as a single mom to pay the bills at the time. A gentleman came along and said, you know, you've got a great personality. You got great communication skills. Why don't you do what I do? I do merchant services for small businesses. He said, shadow with me. I think you might like it. You're a people person. I said, okay, I'll try it. So I did, and I signed up, and I became a merchant service representative, where I started doing the credit card processing for small businesses. As far as becoming a business owner, I saw the industry, and I saw everything that was wrong with the credit card merchant industry. And being in it my last 5 years, I wanted to bring some integrity to it as well. And because of the fact that I had the connections and whatnot with the people in the community, I started realizing that this was a need that my community needed. When I was in high school, going back to high school, I was in what's called the Future Business Leaders mm-hmm. of America, FBLA.
Yeah,
I was in the FBLA. I remembered having such a zeal and a passion for wanting to go out into the business world. I wanted to present, and I wanted to lead people. I wanted to communicate with people. I wanted to have meetings. I wanted to have important meetings. I wanted the shoulder pads. Exactly. I had the jersey. Damn it. I wanted the shoulder pads. And I felt like I had this sense of boldness that I just knew that it was always there, you know? And stepping into an arena like this, especially with BNC, you know, I was told by, you know, a male figure that this was not my arena. You have potential, young lady, but
wow.
you're not known in the community.
Wow.
And I said, okay, yes, sir. I'll play along as you wish. And then I found later I was asked shortly thereafter to become the leader of that group by the president of that particular networking organization. So I think I have such a desire to want to be in the marketplace. I think that comes from my family lineage. Being a businesswoman is common in my in the female side of my history, of my mother and my mother's grandmothers and great-grandmothers and aunts and whatnot. I come from a long line of service people, really. And so I felt intimidated to come into this field, but at the same time, I had such the support of the members at the time that said, please, would you lead us? We want to make something completely different, authentic, and you seem to be that person that would be willing to step up and do this for us. And I said, just tell me what you want. And they told me, we met around a table, 10 of us, and they told me, we want something simple. We want something simple. We want something that we can just be who we are. We don't want no frills and whatnot. We don't want it to be expensive. We want to just be simple and authentic. And I said, that's exactly what we'll do. And we all decided it was going to be called Business Network Connection. And that they wanted me to lead it. And so what we did is we started off as being a nonprofit ourselves, actually. And as you mentioned, just recently, things started to turn a little bit towards the negative direction. We let some people come in to help, how would you say, consult me, if you will. But in the end, my conscience kept telling me, go back to the group conscience and ask the group what they want. It's all about what the people want.
Yeah.
So I did, and they, again, reiterated what they wanted. And so, therefore, I took over as CEO of Business Network Connection, became it as my business, because I feel like I have a vision for where the future is for people getting together in the marketplace and how to help support one another authentically. Low cost, obviously, but serve each other in love.
I love that.
And be human. We're being pushed into a time right now where we're looking at becoming not human. It feels to me as though that what's going on around our environment is like it's trying to take take away from our humanness to be connected to one another, right? And I feel like BNC, Business Network Connection, is just the soil that is just now starting to be a seed planted in to start realizing, let's help one another. And in the age that we're going in, this harmonious age, it doesn't seem that way now, but this is what we need to do to make it more harmonious, is to connect with one another.
So what would you say to the young women who are getting ready to graduate from high school, getting ready to graduate from college, that are in that space saying, you know, I have this dream, but I'm not quite sure. Like, what do I do? Like, what advice do you give that girl, that young woman?
Follow it. Don't let anybody tell you to sit down and shut up. Yeah. My whole life has been told, sit down, young lady, please be quiet. Nobody wants to hear it. And I've come to a point in my life at 53 years old to realize the reason they were telling me to shut up is because they knew exactly how powerful I was and influential I could be. So I would tell that young woman, do exactly what your gut tells you to do. Don't ever let any external voice deter you from that. If that's what you feel, follow it. Follow it wholeheartedly.
And we'd had some conversations off the air because we've had very similar experiences. I remember when I first started off in the radio broadcasting industry, this was 1987, so a long time ago, right? And there were not many females in broadcasting that were not the weather bunny, the news bunny, or the giggle box, right? That was the female role, especially in morning radio. And I came at my radio career from a different angle. So when I started off, I mean, I was, hey, how can I help?
Yeah.
And I would go, and I was at the radio station morning, noon, and night, like tenacious. How can you show me how to do it? Let me pull your records. Because back in the day, we had records, and you know, we'd have to stack them up in the order if they were coming up in the hour. And, you know, and it was tedious, and it was just one of the worst things that you wanted to do as a DJ, right? You did. Right. You hated pulling and putting your records away. But it was those tasks and taking them on willingly and with an open heart and an open air of excitement because I was a sponge.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a disconnect that I see amongst this newer generation, these last couple generations, where there's just, and I think it's because we've gotten so tech heavy.
Yes.
That we, you know, exactly what you said, we lost that human connection.
Correct.
You know, there was no Instagram when I was learning radio, right? There was no social influencer.
Right.
It was the DJ on the air. They were my social influencer. So having that connection and showing that I wanted to learn, and they were my mentors. And I think that us as women in business, being able to be a strong female presence that's kind and generous and giving with our time, I think you would agree with me when I say this. If anyone came up to me and said, hey, can I job shadow you for the day? I would be like, come on.
Let's go.
Right?
Let's go.
Because we want to. We want to be that force.
Yes.
So I would tag on to what you said and, you know, hey, seek out mentorship.
Yes. Yes.
You know, find those women that are inspiring to you in the community, just like you inspire me, Dana. Find these women that are inspiring and that are going out there every single day and killing it. Mm-hmm. And how can I go to the next level? And that's why I joined Clinch Pal, because I had felt that where I was at in my career, I wasn't growing anymore. And so I looked in my landscape and my business and said, who is killing it every day?
Yes.
Who can bring me up to the next level? And I looked at Lindy Turner, who's now recovering from foot surgery, Lindy. But I looked at Lindy and I said, that's the one.
Yeah.
She's killing it every day and she's kind.
Yes.
And she's passionate.
Yes. And she's authentic. You can tell.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's who I want to align with.
Yeah. I agree with you. That's such a great point. There have been so many women in my life, starting with my aunt, my mother's sister. She was an undercover detective for the St. Pete Police Department. She was my mentor. Oh, my gosh. She was independent. She was strong. She was all those things, you know. Patty Seagrave, Seagrave Mortgage.
Love her.
I love her. I look up to Patty. I told Patty, I had lunch with her one day, and I told her, I said, you know, I've known Patty for quite some time. I've been in the BNI network as well. And I said, you know, Patty, you don't know this. And I said, but I've been observing you for a long time. Not stalking you, observing you. Difference. But I've watched her in the community. Yeah. I've watched how she handles herself. She's very kind. She's very generous. And I love that. It's inspired me.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my biggest mentors is a male motivational speaker, Les Brown.
Yep.
Les Brown. I tell you what, I put him on in the morning before I head out the door. And I'm ready to go.
Love it.
But he says something that I love to say. And his saying is that I aspire to inspire until I expire.
And that is a great way to wrap this up. So, Dana, how does somebody reach you at BNC?
You can reach me at diamondmarketingsolutions@gmail.com.
You find me at stace@clinchpal.net. For Lindy Turner, I am Stace Cargi. Thank you again, Miss Dana, and we'll see you next time on Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW. Have a great week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.